This is a short presentation of our recent results on optical spectroscopy of the double periodic variable V393 Scorpii. This eclipsing binary resembles beta lighting in some aspects, but the amplitude of the long photometric cycle of 223 days is larger and the orbital light curves are more regular than in the beta lighting case. We observe in many lines the presence of discrete absorption components, mainly in the blue wing of the absorption lines, like in the case of the oxygen 7773 line that is shown in this figure. The next slide describes the occurrence and velocity of discrete absorption components during the orbital cycle. We conclude that these components are most visible during the second part of the orbital cycle and in the blue wing of the line. These occurrences are shown as blue boxes in the histograms. In V393 Scorpii, the cooler stellar component is detected in the hydrogen line as well as in the characteristic A-type metallic spectrum. The new finding is the detection of emission line in these optical metallic lines and the detection of an additional metallic spectrum arising from the accretion disk. These lines are visible at main eclipse in the upper spectrum in this figure, and the disk component is clearly separated from the donor component in the bottom spectrum, taken at quadrature. Then we remove the donor spectrum by modeling its contribution at each orbital phase and discover double emission line in some iron, titanium, and carbon lines, like iron 4959 shown in this slide. Interestingly, some spectra show even three or more emission components. These emission features are observed in spectra taken with different spectrographs and at different epochs. We measure the radial velocity of this anomalous emission observed in the metallic lines and compare it with the velocity of the donor star illustrated by the red solid line in the incoming figures. We also show theoretical curves of radial velocities for the inner Lagrangian point and the outer and inner points of the donor along the line joining the stellar centers. For a given line, we found sometimes a single or sometimes a double emission with blue and red peaks indicated by black, blue, and red points respectively. We know that the emission feature appears around the velocity path of the donor. At this stage, we can only speculate about the origin of the metallic emission lines. Magnetic spots on the donor surface is a possible scenario to be considered. The connection of this finding with the long cycle remains to be determined. Thank you very much.
Thank you.